silence and say you feel.
Very quiet.
Okay. Alright, if you said something like this, okay. If you have a boy that's getting some serious attention. A boy that's beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, what would you say to him?
Growing up.
What would he be doing with the girl, though? He'd be, if they were starting to see each other alive.
Maybe.
Were there any terms for it? Okay. Years ago, people used to start calling it gay.
Growing up.
Lipstick on his collar, his little brother said, why does that would be?
Naked.
Okay. If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want to, what would you say she'd do to him? She'd
turn him down.
And if she didn't turn him down, what'd they say?
In the way.
And they got?
Yeah.
At a wedding, the man that stands up for the groom and says,
yes, ma'am.
What about a noisy kind of a burlesque serenade type thing that occurs after a wedding? Did you ever see things like maybe they fire rifles and pistols and things like that and make a lot of noise after a wedding? If you were going to Montgomery, you'd say that you were going. Alright. What about to North Alabama, you'd say you were going?
No.
What about for locations or stuff like that, you'd say you're going? Like up or down or something like that? Okay, what about to go to Utah?
Yeah, to Utah.
Okay, and then to Florida, Utah?
Yeah,
Florida. Alright. What do young people like to go out and do, maybe on Friday nights, and like, when they get together and play music and move around on the floor?
Thanks.
Okay, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, then you say at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock, school goes to school. And then in the morning, you say that school at 8 o'clock.
Start.
If you had a person that was supposed to go to school and you didn't show up, or would you say, okay, if that person was in college, what would you say you could do?
Miss classes.
Okay. You go to school to get in?
Education.
And after high school, you go to?
College.
Okay. After kindergarten, what person goes into?
They're going to school.